Hello and welcome to episode minus three of Write a Novel in 30 Days, the podcast dedicated to writing a novel in 30 days. I'm probably going to say this almost every episode, that this podcast is not, repeat, not affiliated with National Novel Writing Month in any way. I'm simply a participant slash fanboy, and I want to help people make the most of their NaNoWriMo experience. Today we're going to be talking about NaNoWriMo preparations. What I mean by that is kind of twofold. First of all, you kind of have to gear yourself up mentally for NaNoWriMo, because this is a marathon. It's not a sprint, although it can be done in sprints. We can talk about that at another point. But when you sign up for National Novel Writing Month, you're basically dedicating yourself to writing pretty much every day for an entire month. You're going to have days where you write more than you think you can, and you're going to have days where you write less than you think you should. But you need to have a good mental image of what you're going to be doing going in. This is why we break down the goal to 1,667 words a day. This is also why we want you to focus on that day, not the entire thing. And by we, I mean I and the mouse I keep in my pocket for first-person plural emergencies. The other thing you need to be prepared for is the possibility that you're not going to make the 50,000 words. And you know what? That's okay. You also have to be prepared for the idea that in order to make the 50,000 words, you're going to have to work at it. You're not going to just magically snap your fingers or clap your hands and the 50,000 words are just going to appear on the page, be that a physical page or an electronic medium like a computer screen or a tablet or a phone or however you choose to write your novel. The second way in which I mean prep is actual preparation for writing your novel. There are people out there, and I'm not sure how they do this because this is not a method I've ever been able to use, but there are people out there that like to actually plan their novels out in advance. I've listened to a lot of podcasts about writing, and a lot of the people that are guests on these shows, they talk about their outlines and how they have to know the ending before they write the beginning. That's not how I work. So any tips that I'm going to have for actual novel prep, you're going to have to take with, again, that proverbial salt lick, because I don't do it myself. I'm going to freely admit to that. So, mental preparation. Again, this is a marathon, not a sprint. Pace yourself. Don't burn out. If you think you might burn out, reel it back in. No one is going to come to your house and break your legs for not making 50,000 words. If you need your goal to be lower than that, do it. What I want to see happen personally is that every person who joins National Novel Writing Month is still in National Novel Writing Month on November 30th. And what I mean by that is, it seems like a very common occurrence that when a person gets behind, they give up. They quit. They stop writing. They stop updating their word count. And they just disappear. In some cases, I understand that you've tried it, it's not for you, so you stop. I am not here to judge anyone for anything. However, if you are one of those people that has done NaNoWriMo before, and you reach, say, the 10th, and you're only at 1,000 words, that is not a reason to stop. That is not a reason to quit writing. Especially if you've done NaNoWriMo before, obviously you want to write a novel. If you didn't write a novel, what the hell are you even doing here? If you can't keep the pace, fine, keep writing. Or if you're like me and you get behind and you have to kick yourself in the ass in order to get to 50,000 words by the end of the month, do that. There have been a couple of NaNoWriMos where I've had to do that, where by Thanksgiving, American Thanksgiving for the record, I have been 5,000, 10,000 words behind and just went, oh my goodness, if I don't kick myself in the butt, I'm going to lose for the first time ever. And as I said in yesterday's episode, this is kind of a point of pride for me. I am undefeated at NaNoWriMo, and it's not because I'm particularly good. at writing. It's not because I'm particularly disciplined. Trust me on this. If I was disciplined, I would have at least 3 novels published now, and I only have 1. I reach that point, and I have to either get the words on the page or lose. And I want to make this clear to you. If you don't make the 50,000 words, that doesn't mean you lose. That's just what it means for me personally. My 3rd year of NaNoWriMo, I became a municipal liaison for the Austin region in Austin, Texas. I coordinated the interregional word war, first between us and Houston, and then we teamed up with Houston and took on Maryland. After my 2nd year of being a municipal liaison, I realized MLing was not for me. Incidentally, that was the year that I skipped NaNoWriMo. When I did come back to NaNoWriMo, I continued to coordinate the interregional word war. And do you know what I told my team every single year? And this is something that I believe with my whole heart, except when it comes to me personally, because I'm not giving myself that out. The only way to truly lose NaNoWriMo is to quit. Don't lose. Keep writing. As for actual novel prep, some people outline. I don't know how this works. I think I attempted an outline once. I never finished that novel. For me personally, again, every writer is different. Every writer is full of crap. Every writer believes their way is the only way, except for me and maybe Dean Wesley Smith. He will preach his method, don't get me wrong, but he also acknowledges that every writer is different. In fact, that's kind of where I got that from, his book, Killing the Sacred Cows of Publishing. The chapter that really convinced me that I could do this, at least as a hobby, was the chapter where he kept saying, every writer is different. So, for me personally, knowing the end of my book before I get there is boring. For me personally, knowing the end of my book before I get there, I end up forcing it to go there. I am what NaNoWriMo calls a pantser, what other people call a discovery writer. I don't know the ending until I get there, and sometimes I still don't know the ending. But some of the things that I've heard other writers say have been, start from the end, work your way backwards. Maybe that'll work for you. Find the beats that you want to hit in your novel. Read up on the hero's journey. Some people swear by something called the snowflake method. That's one that I've wanted to try for a very long time, but I haven't been able to find anything really useful in describing how the snowflake method actually works. Knowing who your characters are and what your character's situation is could be beneficial to you. Knowing what you want to accomplish with your novel. Knowing the message that you want to relay with your novel. None of this is truly advice, because, as I said, I don't do any of it. I don't know how any of it works. Here's what did work for me in my very first NaNoWriMo. And benefited me 8 years later. My very first NaNoWriMo, I gave myself an image of a man being thrown into a prison cell. I did not allow myself to figure out who that man was, why that man was thrown into a prison cell, or what he did once he got into the prison cell. I just had that image. At midnight of November 1st, 2004, I described that moment in my novel. And from there, chaos ensued. There's really no other way to describe it. I gave myself a title to remind myself not to take myself seriously, Jabberwocky 2, The Revenge. And a farce of a fantastical nature took place, and every time I have ever gone back and read any excerpts from that, I have wondered what drugs I was taking at the time. Fun fact, I don't take drugs, except ibuprofen. Maybe cough medicine if I'm feeling particularly coughy. My strongest drug is caffeine. Now, one thing that did happen between coming up with that image and November 1st of that year was that I actually explained in my mind why he was there. And I instantly disregarded it, but then it gave me the catalyst for my 2012 story, Killing Time. The man was in a prison cell because Jack the Ripper was in that prison cell, and he snapped Jack the Ripper's neck before Jack the Ripper disappeared. Since then, I understand that some evidence has come up and Jack the Ripper's true identity has been at least hypothesized, if not truly revealed. I don't know. I don't really follow history. This is why time travel is not my strong suit, and I will probably not write the other two books in that trilogy. Nor will I ever publish that one. But I was very proud of it. But even then, I didn't plan it. I knew who the guy was. I knew why he was there. I had an idea of what his job was. And I knew what I wanted to happen to create the main story. What happened in the main story, I didn't decide until it happened. If you're a pantser, I'm with you. If you're a plancer, I guess technically I'm with you too, because I had enough planned out of my story in 2012 to have all of that. If you are a planner, you've probably already started planning, because September and October, actually, at the NaNoWriMo website, have been all about preparation. So go back and look at those if you really need some heavy-duty pointers. We're 4 days away. It's time to gear up. If you have any tips or pointers that you would like to add to the discussion, either in the mental preparation or the actual novel preparation, feel free to leave them in the comments of the show notes. As always, you can find this podcast at darrenblake.net. This has been day minus 3 of Write a Novel in 30 Days. I'm your host, Darren Blake. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Theme music for this podcast is Raving Energy, Faster by Kevin MacLeod, used under a Creative Commons attribution license. Find this and other tracks at his website, incompetech.com.